brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At least twice a month, Paul Joseph Watson joins us from the United Kingdom. He's our editor and webmaster over at PrisonPlanet.com, teamed up with his brother, Steve Watson, who does Infowars.net and also works on PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, to cover just a whole spectrum of important issues, will be joining us coming up in the second and into the third hour. We'll also have wide open phones today. We've all seen the video over the weekend and being played yesterday and today of the British troops beating up the Iraqi youths, and the individual videotaping it is going, get them, yeah, all right, you take that, yeah. And it just all looks like a psyop, right as the Muhammad cartoon situation is starting to die down a little bit from its all-time high of last week with the rioting and burning all over the world. This pops out right on time, released by the British government, and you have this videotape of the Muslim youth being beaten up, and that's pure P2OG, the Pentagon plan to actually go out and stir up the Arabs, stir up the hornet's nest, and ooh, then you got to call an exterminator. Who are you going to call? The NWO. And the Cheney situation is starting to deepen. The shooting accident of last Saturday that we didn't hear about until now. Now they're saying 22 hours later. It was 18 hours, 20 hours, 21 hours. Now Texas Parks and Wildlife and others from the time that they were told about all this, we're now hearing that it's 22 hours to the time that it was finally released to the national media. And Dick Cheney took personal control of the police, of the local constabulary. The Secret Service wouldn't let the sheriff talk to Lord Cheney, saying that it was a security precaution. Yes, you really can't trust those evil sheriffs. Everyone knows it, especially in South Texas. And so Cheney's getting in a lot of trouble now in the press because of his response, showing us that Cheney thinks that he is above the law. So we'll get into that coming up. Questions are persisting over Cheney shooting. And then I want to get into Google, Yahoo, all the big search engines and web community platforms, MySpace, all of it. Engaging in surveillance, engaging in censorship, engaging in Big Brother-type activities, now exiled Tibetans protest Google censorship, and Texas Sheriff, again, I mentioned that earlier, but here's the article itself, Texas Sheriff barred from interviewing Cheney about shooting incident, we'll get more into that, and an NBC reporter to the White House spokesman, don't be a jerk, and so we have them now getting in arguments with each other. A Florida man is charged in sex slave trade. This out of News 6 out of Fort Myers, Florida. And good, I'm glad that he's gotten in trouble for having these sex slaves. The problem is that meanwhile, DynCorp and Halliburton do it right out in the open and don't get any trouble. And we've released a big report today about last week's interview with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. Congresswoman says America run by criminal syndicate, and we'll get into her report. American citizens could be put in forced labor camps. We'll condense that hour-long interview into just a few minutes and read this article in its entirety that Paul Watson and myself put together. It's all coming up. A lot of news on Iran. Just since yesterday when we covered it, now breaking. So we'll get into that as well. And wide open phones. We'll take a lot of your phone calls early in this hour. We took a lot of calls yesterday. We'll do it again today. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tuning in for the first time, this broadcast is a little different from what you've heard in the past. It isn't about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It isn't about which politician wears the fanciest suit or has the most memorable time. It's about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's about Americana. It's about defending this country from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's about knowing what's really going on in the world, knowing who the power players are and what their stated goals are. And let me tell you what those stated public goals are. We are to be slaves. We are to be put into third world status. We are to be micromanaged and forced drugged and live in the communist Chinese model of a one-child policy. It ain't pretty. The good news is humans have fought back against tyranny before, and we always win because tyranny is its own biggest enemy. It always self-destructs. And no amount of think tanks, no amount of propaganda, no amount of garbage is going to save them. There's an Associated Press article that's up on Infowars.com about the Bush administration spending, it's here in my stack, what does it say, $1.6 billion, $1.6 billion in the last 5 years on what it calls PR. We call it propaganda. Now, 1.6 billion. We're not talking about billions of dollars in campaign money for campaign ads. No, we mean covert propaganda. And it is covert. It is being paid out all over the place. And so when you wonder why you see 100 newscasts in a row saying Arnold Schwarzenegger could and should be president, you know it's bought and paid for. That news is bought and paid for. When you see local newscasts telling you how great it'll be to have transponders in your inspection stickers and turn the roads into toll roads, you can bet it was paid for, boys and girls. When you hear all sorts of newscasts and TV pieces about how great the new Freedom Initiative will be for forced psychological testing and drugging, or how wonderful CPS is grabbing children, you can bet it was paid for. It's called propaganda placement, not product placement. In fact, in the last, I've got the numbers here in the stack, in the last 5 years, I went ahead and looked them up, the product placement was only a fraction of that, a fraction of the billion-plus dollars that the Bush administration has spent. I mean, we thought it was bad when Bill Clinton was spending hundreds of millions for fake newscast and propaganda. I screamed bloody murder, ran around freaking out on air, and now it's dwarfed by it. So we have that report here. Also, some different watchdog groups had put out reports off of federal documents that were just released that the United Arab Emirates was about to buy 6 U.S. government ports. And there was some question over the validity of that. Well, now the World Tribune and several other publications have picked it up, and it's up on Infowars.com right now. Also saw it on Drudge Report last night. It's also on Drudge if you want to look at it somewhere else for some reason. The AP report about the billion-plus bucks for propaganda. And notice all of this is just being calmly reported right out in front of everyone. You see, we're now in receivership. And in my first documentary, America Destroyed by Design, I drove around the United States on a 14-day whirlwind tour that took me from Texas through New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, up into the tip of Canada there in British Columbia, right through Idaho and right through Wyoming and all of those states, through the Dakotas, down back into Oklahoma, well, through Colorado into Oklahoma and back to Texas. And I just stopped everywhere where the land had been handed over to the UN, where the national parks and then huge buffer zones around them, including private property, had been handed over to UN regulatory control. I went to the World Heritage Sites where famous scenes of battles and American heritage had been handed over to the United Nations. I went to ports, our only major deep water port on the West Coast, Long Beach, a humongous complex, just absolutely huge, just handed over, just given to the communist Chinese. It's not enough that they produce all the goods and ship them in at slave wages to produce them to deindustrialize our country as part of an admitted globalist mercantile plan. If you don't know what mercantilism is, look it up. Look up feudalism. You'll recognize exactly what we're going under right now. It's all by design. It's crony capitalism. It's monopoly capitalism. It's oligopoly capitalism. It's exactly what we're facing. See, oligopolies are cartels, price-fixing together, inventing upon the people the same thing as a monopoly. It's called a crime syndicate. Excuse me, I'm digressing. But everything we deal with is organized crime. They may wear fancy crowns and have big long robes and have their little guard and little red outfits, the beef eaters, surrounding them, telling us how great they are. But at the end of the day, they're just a gang, folks, a hereditary gang, telling us we got to kneel down to the king ape and, you know, kiss his toe. And I'm not going to do it. And so we look at the Panama Canal. Jimmy Carter starts the ball rolling to hand it over. People freak out, but at every case in 1978, in 1985, in 1999, in 2000 with the handover, Everyone's screaming bloody murder. Neocons are writing books about it and writing articles, and Bill Gertz is talking about it. But then you'd have to go into the documents themselves to find out it was actually a Republican plan that was pushed and brought to Carter that he executed. Then you learn that it was Republicans who actually helped ram it through the House and Senate in 1999 who gave it to him. Did you know the Chinese weren't even the biggest bidders for the 99-year lease, something we built, something the French couldn't build? Did you know it was just given to them? That's right. Oh, no, we're not going to give it to people who are bidding more. What were there? Over five American companies, French companies, when they built half of it, British companies, German companies. No, you can't have it. Japanese companies, Dutch companies. No, you can't have it. No, because you've been our friends in the past. Because, no, we have to give it to China. Why? Because there's been a strategic deal cut back in the early 1970s, and the Chinese have bragged about it, and baby, they're going to be given everything. And I don't mean they're slave people. They're poor, hardworking people. I mean they're masters. The New World Order sees that beehive over there with 1,300,000,000 slaves, and baby, they're going to be given everything. And you're going to have everything you got taken away from you, and I hope you realize that. The war's been declared against us. So you're worried about United Arab Emirates being given six ports. You gotta love it. The government controls some of these ports, owns them. Some of the others are private. They want to buy them for $6+ billion. That's about $1 billion a port. What is it? $6.3 billion. And there's just no discussion of it. Secret U.S. board, one of these secretive trade boards, just agrees. And believe me, $6 billion for those ports is a pittance. So we pay for them with tax money to build them, and then they're handed over to private interest. And that's what privatization is. It is not free market. It's just simply they're getting rid of the mantle, even the facade, even the front, even the thin veneer of it being the government, and they're just giving it to their buddies, and don't worry, they'll have governmental power over you. It's like the King of Spain is one of the big stockholders, the majority stockholder, and what is it, Centra? And they're being given the major roads in Indiana. They're moving ahead with the roads here in Texas, existing roads. Thank you. That's ours. Thank you. We're going into receivership. Because do you know who owns the stock in the central banks? The Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, Juan Carlos, King of Spain, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Openly, they own the stock in the world central banks. They print the money out of nothing. We go into debt to them for nothing just because they control the Congress and we sign deals with them. And then when there isn't anything left, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think the Supreme Court said you don't own your private property if private interests want it? That's feudalism. If the local pimp who's in with the viceroy, who's in with the emperor, wants your land, baby, it's gone. And by the way, in New London, Connecticut, they didn't pay people even just compensation. They didn't even pay them tax value. You got a $300,000 valued house, we're going to condemn it, and we're going to give you $61,000 for the lot, and if you don't like it, you ain't going to get nothing. And if you sue us and fight us, when we win in our kangaroo court, we're going to charge you back rent for a five-year fight, and you're going to owe us money on top of us taking your lot. How you like that? And 99% of Americans in a Lou Dobbs poll were against it, but they just knew they were taking people's land. They didn't know they weren't even getting paid. We're actually getting charged a bill. You argued with the king. You brought the king into court. Yeah, you're going to pay. So you just get ready for it, and I hope you all enjoy it. Enjoy your ball games. Enjoy it all. Just don't care about the country or your children. Run around and just suck your thumb and hang baubles all around your necks and run around with your trinkets and pose for everybody. But let me tell you, the reckoning's coming. And I'm talking to those out there who don't care, the giggling, simpering, just mindless masses who love slavery, who love lies and love change. For all the wonderful listeners and the people that care and know what's going on, God bless you for being involved. And we are going to stop a lot of this. As we go into receivership more and more, and as the vice grips tighten, more and more people are going to be flipping over to our point of view. And we're going to take this country back, believe me. when our bacon goes into the fire, which it's already starting to go into the fire, that's why so many people are waking up, our numbers are going to explode. That's why the government's trying to ban free speech and getting their riot police together. We'll just sweep them aside, though.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And listen, if I sound nasty and angry, I am. You know, the majority of the billions and billions spent every year in lobbying, two full-time lobbyists for every member of Congress. Think about that. And the majority of them are foreign. Foreign interests come right in with billions and billions of dollars and openly pay off the federal government. And there's even more lobbyists at the state level, and many of them are foreigners. The head lobbyist for the country of Mexico in the state of Texas, after lobbying successfully for the last 4 years, is now the head of Texas-Mexico relations for the governor of Texas, and he still holds the position of lobbyist, of employee of the country of Mexico. Imagine that. You are a foreign agent, and you openly sit in the most powerful position in the governor's office dealing with the border and trade issues with Mexico. And we have the articles right here in front of me with these six ports being given to the United Arab Emirates. And that's what lobbying does. They then go through the regulations, and these federal boards, in most cases, will only sell the companies or the government holdings or the government land to these foreign entities. And another reason for that is, with the dollar devalued by over 40% in the last 5 years, over 40%, now their currencies can buy more here. Bush PR cost taxpayers $1.6 billion. There's actually an AP article and another one here out of the San Francisco Chronicle. The Bush administration spent at least $1.6 billion on public relations, propaganda, and advertising campaigns over 30 months. I'm sorry, I read this morning and was going from memory, and I said in the last 5 years. That's another article over here. I'm sorry, it's just in the last 2.5 years. Excuse me. According to a report released Monday by the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, the report requested by congressional Democrats shows the government agencies are relying on outside consultants to help pitch their message to the public, whether it's to bolster public support for the Iraq war, propaganda, deter buying prescription drugs from Canada, or recruit for the armed forces. To communicate these messages to the general public or particular target audiences, departments contract with media-related vendors for a wide range of services. And also, that represents a payoff to a lot of these media outlets. Sometimes they'll pay double what the going rate is, and that's really a above-board payoff. So it's just unbelievable. And then remember a few years ago when Bush spent $240-plus million, what was it, $255 million, on the prescription drug program, and they had hundreds of fake newscasts that they paid for. Local news channels would air them, and people would see these well-produced newscasts and just think it was some new news channel. Never said it's the government, never said it's propaganda. They would cut in speeches of Bush with crowds that weren't even there for him, clapping for him from other speeches. They would just dub it in and cut to people clapping and standing up for him when it wasn't even real. Now, I mean, even if you love George Bush and love all the stuff he's doing and think he's a wonderful conservative, it should scare the daylights out of you. This is totally un-American. This is propaganda land, but not just the propaganda value. There's the payoff value of $1.6 billion in the last 2.5 years, and we know it was going on before that. Now it's just expanding and accelerating and getting worse. That's a payoff to the media by the government. And it goes on here, the GAO report did not single out any project for special attention, but in a separate study a year ago, the agency said the Bush administration had illegally, they're still doing it, because he says he's above the law, engaged illegally in a covert propaganda, this is the GAO, for paying conservative commentator Armstrong Williams to praise No Child Left Behind Act 2002 in the education law, in newspaper columns, and on television. He didn't tell anyone he was on the payroll. The Bush administration was also wrapped on the knuckles for issuing prepackaged video news releases that touted administration initiatives to broadcast media outlets, some of which were aired the programs without disclosing their source. That was the $255 million. I don't know why I always say $245. Government auditors studied the spending by seven different cabinet-level departments for 30 months, covering all of fiscal year 2003-2004 and the first half of 2005. They focused on government agency contracts with public relations firms and advertising agencies and media organizations. Anyone with a GAO said would create or distribute content through various outlets such as radio, television, and newspapers. We'll come back, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news, new Cheney developments.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
A hunting we will go, a hunting we will go. Hi ho, a derry-o, a hunting we will go. I am hunting for wabbits.
No, I can't do it anywhere near as good as Mel Blanc, the voice of Elmer Fudd. But come on, we now have the official Texas Parks and Wildlife incident report, and it's exactly what Cheney said happened. Whether that's true or not, we know they're just echoing what the witnesses say they saw. The bird flew out of the bush and flew over Cheney, and he just simply followed it and did a 180 and shot right behind him and shot the wealthy Austin lawyer in the face and chest with his 28-gauge sissy shotgun. So that's what happened in South Texas. Now, the rest of the story is the fact that they wouldn't let the sheriff for almost a day interview Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney told the locals not to talk about it, and they followed orders. The local police did. And this is Scott McClellan admitting that he told everyone what to do. McClellan's saying, hey, I'm not running the PR on this. The vice president is. And then he decided to call a local newspaper because they could easily be managed, friends with the local landowner, to then release the story the way he wanted it spun to control it. And all of this for 22 hours now. That's the official number, not 18, not 20, not 21. 22 hours until the American people learned. And Cheney, it's now admitted, told the Secret Service not even to tell Bush for about 4 hours. Just, nope, don't tell anybody. I'm the boss. I'm in control. I've just shot someone. Don't, the Secret Service, don't let the police talk to me. Don't let the press know. National security? Yes, sir, we'll do that. And according to Bush, they're all above the law, so they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. I mean, I wonder if Cheney gets pulled over drunk driving, or if Bush gets pulled over again drunk driving, will they just say, officers, national security, I'm fighting Al-Qaeda with this bottle of Jack Daniels. So it really shows the double standard in the way they're operating, but I'm about to go to your calls. Back to this $1.6 billion spent just in the last 2.5 years, and this is what we know about, on fake newscast and propaganda. The GAO office, Governmental Accounting Office, came out and said, yes, it violates a whole bunch of federal laws. Here they are. It's totally illegal. And the White House last year said, we're not listening to your report. We say, our lawyers say, that we're allowed to do this, and so there's nothing you can do. We don't have to announce it's a propaganda piece. We don't have to tell you. We can pay for fake news articles. And somehow the media all decided, because most of them are on the payroll, most major newspapers and TV stations, that we'll just focus in on Armstrong Williams when there are thousands of individuals on the payroll and hundreds of newspapers and TV stations and networks on the payroll. And it works real simple. Again, you'll see an article in the local paper pushing toll roads and saying how great it is, and you wonder, well, 90%+ of people are against these toll roads in Texas. Why is the paper for it? And then you learn that the very companies are in there buying full-page ads. I mean, this is how it works. I mean, you start handing around billions of dollars, and that's just federally. It's happening locally. So many times I hear local radio, and I know that it's a propaganda placement. I know that in the local radio newscast, I've just heard propaganda, and I know somebody paid for it. I've even called board ops before at local radio stations and said, hey, this is Alex Jones. How you doing? Board op. Yeah, I know who you are. Hey, is that in your traffic report there? Was that just an ad back there in the news, say, for the Austin, quote, Air Force, which is a group that propagandized for emission testing, really just a taxation grid? But I didn't say that. I said, was that just an ad during the news? He said, yeah, uh-huh. Why? Because, you know, they don't know. They're just telling me something's an ad. And I go, oh, thank you. Thank you for that information. And then I go out on the street where they're having a little Austin Air Force propaganda powwow. This is years ago when I first became aware of this, about 6 years ago. Now they got their emissions testing. And I go down and talk to the head of the Austin Air Force. And I go, are you guys buying news on the local radio? Or are you buying ad packages and then it's put in as news? Uh-huh, sure. See, and that's only one little example. So when you see these big advertisement agencies out there, these big ad agencies, and you wonder why it's always anti-gun, always anti-family, why ads that are for the most innocuous of things, it could be an ad for a car or an ad for a theme park or an ad for anything, there's always some anti-family, anti-gun, pro-police, pro-New World Order, pro-police state propaganda in it. Because they're just fellow travelers, folks. They're all in bed together. It's a mafia feeding on us. And it's a big joke to them. You see, the foreign money comes in and openly pays off your politicians, and then they openly instruct the bureaucracies to go propagandize you. So the lobbyists for pennies get huge returns. It was like that California congressman who just pled guilty to stealing $800 million. He stole $800 million and had it mailed to a fake P.O. box of a fake company. But guess what? For doing that, he only got $2 million from the company. All he had was a P.O. box and a fake website. All he got was $2 million. I'm sure there's more in Swiss bank accounts, but he got a pittance
He got a pittance. He got paid off $2 million, and they got a payoff of $800 million, we're learning. He's pled guilty to $800 million. And this is the way it goes. This is the way it operates. This is how it happens. We found corruption. I discovered corruption over a year ago in the local Access TV station, and it's now admitted in the paper, quote, producers reported it. And we had to record the board members, and we had to sneak around like spies just to try to save free speech here in this town. We had to bring it to the city auditor and then bring it to the district attorney and say, you better do something. We have them admitting it on tape. They're doing it. And then somebody robbed the storage facility and stole the documents. It was like a movie, you know, a sleuth movie. And finally, they grabbed one of them for $350,000 that he stole, and he's pled guilty to it. And we know the names of the other people, and they're caught absolutely red-handed, and nothing's happening to them. And see, that's just a microcosm. We had to hire PIs, and we had to sue them, and we had to get depositions, and I had to spend just hundreds of hours on it just to ferret out that one little nugget of corruption, because I came nose up to corruption, right up against it. Of course, the money grabbers were also trying to shut down free speech. And so I said, you know, by hook or crook, I'm going to beat you. And I said, I know you're doing something bad. I said, I can smell it. And I stuck my big snout in the middle of it. But again, we're facing a mountain of corruption. You can go to any agency, any government group, anything, and you're going to walk right into corruption. You're going to walk into a nest of criminals. And sure, the people at the front desk and the folks doing most of the work at the facility, they're not crooks. They're not getting any money. Most cops aren't crooks. They're not involved in corruption. But you get to the tops of the organizations, they are as rotten as a dead horse that's been rotten in the gutter for 2 weeks. They're covered in literal maggots. And they're telling us how good they are, how Al-Qaeda attacked us. And every week some new document comes out, and the White House doesn't even deny it, how they were planning to stage our planes getting shot down to go to war, how they were planning to plant WMDs and claim somebody found them, and how they were planning to do this and do that. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, how many times do we have to catch them engaged in crime, engaged in corruption? How many times until we stop trusting them, until we stop giving them control of our lives? But they're saying, oh, no, we're militarizing against you. We're arming against you. Get ready for the end of posse comitatus. Get ready for troops on the streets. Get ready for martial law when we're attacked again. It's for your own good. No, it's for their own good so they can go on stealing and steal at any even greater levels. And I don't say this to scare you. They changed the law 3 years ago. They're already moving ahead doing it. Many pension funds are failing. They are openly looting the pension funds of the fire departments, the police departments, the government agencies, the private companies. It's all happening. The money's being taken out over the last 2.5 years, and they know you're going to get mad about it, so they're gearing up with a police state. So listen to me, police. When they take your pension fund, I know you'll just whine about it, but you'll still serve the system, and you'll still pull little families over and search their cars on the side of the road looking for drugs that your bosses shipped in to begin with. So just don't tell me I didn't tell you. I'm actually your friend. Okay? I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of being surrounded by dirty criminals. You know, one reason there was such expansion in the South and the West is because there was some corruption, but not the systemic corruption of the Old East. Anytime something gets big and old, corrupt people get control. And, you know, the mafias and the gangs that would never operate in the South and the West because people just wouldn't put up with it. Our forefathers wouldn't put up with it. Now it's here, the gang shaking down the shopkeepers, the people ordering protection rackets. Imagine populations where you can just walk in and just demand that because I'll burn your business down or I'll beat you up if you don't pay me. In the old days, you did that in Texas. Somebody pulled a gun out instantly and blow you away right there in their parlor. Now we've been turned into little cowardly jellyfish, too. It's so sad to see a free people go into slavery. It makes me sick. And criminals are such bullying little wimps to begin with. They need to be knocked upside the head. They need to have their teeth knocked out, literally and figuratively. They need to be stomped on. They need to be run back into the shadows. Instead of hiding out in their shacks, out in their hideouts, where criminals should be, they're running things. And I, for one, am sick of it, and I can see exactly what it is. And it's time for you to see what it is. All right, I said I'd take a lot of calls. We did it yesterday. We'll do it today. Got a bunch of other news coming up, but right now I just get mad, folks. We should all be mad. Kurt in Texas, then Rodney, Jim, Dave, Lori, and others. Go ahead, Kurt. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. While Jack Blood was handling the show for you last, I was listening, and they were having the miners lost in the mines, and the head of the mining organization said, there's no need for them being lost, said, we can outfit them with a personal electronic device where they can be found at any time. So I believe they're going to push to microchip.
Sir, I have
all
four,
the miners.
I agree. I have four articles where companies are making their employees take chips now, not in Mexico, but in the U.S.
Yes, this was in West Virginia.
Yeah, I remember with the miners. Well, you want a job, don't you? You don't have to work here. If you want to work here and you want to eat, you're going to take the chip.
That's real great.
It's for your safety, too. It's all for your safety, Kurt.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I saw that little blurb about we can fit them with a personal identification device, and they didn't say whether it was in a wristwatch or where it was.
Yeah, well, I figured that they will get around to the microchip for them. You know, they
they're
just didn't want to say implantable
microchip. They're already getting around to it.
Yes.
With other professions.
They'd say, well, down there in the mine, they'd likely lose a watch or something in confusion. We'll give them a microchip, where it'll stay with them always. And I hadn't heard a mention of it. I thought I might just bring it up.
Kurt, I appreciate that. What do you think of Cheney doing a 180 and shooting somebody in his hunting party that was behind him?
I wonder what the man did to him to deserve that. It's a very good possibility that said he is a big contributor to the campaign.
You know what I just learned?
He decided he's going to expose something.
Did you know Mr. Whittington owned a big building downtown that burned down a few weeks ago? And did you know that I just talked to somebody who was living in there, who had an apartment in there? You weren't supposed to have apartments in there, but they did.
Yeah.
I was talking to them last night, and I'm trying to confirm this, but two separate people now have told me this. There was another fire there 6 days before, and the media has never talked about it. The firefighters were able to put it out. Now, that's suspicious. And now, I mean, what's the chances that his building burns down? There was a fire before that. Now he's down there getting shot by Cheney. Look, I don't think it's a conspiracy, though. I think Cheney is just a complete idiot.
You do.
Well, I mean,
Very good possibility.
If he was going to kill him, they got people to kill him. It wouldn't be the vice president doing it himself.
No,
it wouldn't be some big embarrassing thing.
You know, it might be a political warning to the fellow, if they thought he was stepping out of line.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate your call. Yeah, it could be this, it could be that. We just have to go off what we know. And if they wanted to kill somebody, they'd have them have a car wreck or have a heart attack or get mugged or in a carjacking, and that's how they make it look. Or they'll even kill you and then, go bust some mental patient who was just released the day before and have them confess to it. That's one of their favorite things to do. They wouldn't. And supposedly this guy is deep in with Cheney, a total minion of him. So, they wouldn't involve the vice president in something embarrassing just to send a message to somebody like this. Let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering, Alex, why was the vice president so fearful, to delay this story for 22? What is he so fearful of that he had to delay it for 22 hours?
Well, number one, if you shoot somebody with a 28-gauge shotgun, which I'm guessing has a similar pattern to a 410, at 30 yards, okay, at 30 yards, I mean, we're talking, that's far away with a shotgun. The pattern is too close. It doesn't make sense. The pattern, and you can go look at the incident report. It shows where he got hit. It shows the area. The police officer, or the park official drew it up. It's a very tight pattern. It looks more like 10 yards to me. So I think that, who knows, Cheney could have dropped his gun. I mean, that's a lot more plausible and reasonable than his made-up story. It may be true, but, I mean, doing a 180 and turning around and shooting behind you to shoot a bird that flies over you, that's 101 no-no. And supposedly Cheney's this big accomplished hunter who constantly is hunting.
That was my next point. He's a seasoned hunter. He knows the rules, the safety rules of hunting. And then he just suddenly does something silly like this. It doesn't make any sense, Alex. I mean, based on all of the you know, things that you presented, you know, about guns.
Well, I don't like to have a sit here and have theories, but if in an investigation we have to theorize, you know, we have to try to look at it and bounce it around. And it sounds to me like Cheney dropped his gun and it went off and shot the guy from about 20 feet away from the size of the pattern and how bad off he is. I mean, folks, if you get peppered at 30 yards, even with a 12 gauge with birdshot, if it doesn't hit you in the eye or something, they just pull it out with tweezers. The guy is still in the hospital. They won't let anybody see him. If he didn't look really bad, you would have already seen him all over TV saying everything's great. I mean, for all we know, that guy could be on life support right now. We don't know. These people are such liars. They lie about everything. Something stinks. That's holding the cops off for almost a day. Secret right. Service declaring national security, you know, because the sheriff's so dangerous, folks.
Right. Now, here's something else that I wanted to mention. At prisonplanet.com, I noticed that you pointed out that Bush's approval is down to 39%. So evidently, all of this 1.6 million or billion, as in Bravo, it's not working. And I have reason to believe, Alex, that you've played a major role in that.
Well, I don't really care if I did play a role in it or not. I mean, I'm sure that to some extent, but it's all of you taking action. It's people getting wise. It's people getting informed. Mainly, it's just citizens being abused by the government or their families being abused is why people are getting wise, brother.
That's amen. And thank you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I mean, they get on TV and tell you how great the economy is, and that's just, it's not true. I mean, some people are doing well, but overall, the direction of all of this, it's going down. The graphs are going down. The globalists openly say we're going down out of one side of their mouth, but to the public, I tell you, everything's wonderful. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
Thank you, George Washington. Thank you, Thomas Jefferson. Thank you, Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for what you gave us. I'm sorry we flushed most of it down the toilet. We're trying to get it back. The people will just wake up, we can, or it can get worse. Jim in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Where are you on your state traffic violation that you had a while back? Are you all?
I am contesting it, and I have to go. I have to go. I'm going to go ahead and go ahead with it and fight. I have to go to one pleading, then I have to go back to the county north of us.
About 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to rail against four different state level. County level court systems, you might say. With various traffic violations, and I prepared a response based on Article 1, Section 10 of the Bill of Rights that says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin in a tender in payment of debt. And I asked the question of the court officers there who please convert that into gold and silver coin in order to be absolutely lawful in paying this fine off. And I never did get a response back from them. And
well, there are other simpler ways to do it. You just go in and call the officer and then demand the calibration records, and almost never do they do it every month like they're supposed to, and it's thrown out right there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to Dave. Dave in California. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You hear me okay?
Yes, I do. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I've got crackling on my end of the phone, so I don't think it's you guys. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I took advantage of that four-disc set that you had, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Martial Law, American Dictators, and 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Just wanted to tell you, excellent. Excellent. All four were tremendous. One thing I wanted to bring out, or just kind of touch on, and I know a lot of times you're very serious about what you do, but I have to tell you, I can't watch that part where you interview David Gergen without absolutely just busting up. I'm sorry, and I hope you don't
I mean, he's the Karl Rove of four administrations, and I'm going, you said you didn't run around naked. Here's the news article. Are you part of the ritual? And he just freaks out and says, none of your business. I mean, he could have just said, no, I don't run around naked. No, I'm not part of the ritual. But no, he just blew up.
Yeah, no, I'm referring specifically to the part where you say, weaving spiders, I'm not here. and if you don't mind me bringing that up.
Well, no. And, why would I mind?
I don't know. I just it's to me it just is it's the most fun. I know as serious as the New World Order is. I just wanted to tell you, man. You know, it just cracks me up, makes me laugh like nobody's business. And
well, I'm glad that martial law brought you some pleasure.
Well, you know, obviously the movies are serious. There's no question about it. But without a doubt, that part is quite comical.
Well, anyway, Dave, I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll spread the word on those videos and share them with people and make some copies. Thanks for the call, my friend. Yeah, you can watch that video clip. It's on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. Or just type into the search engine, Alex Jones, David Gergen, video clip. We'll be right back with the second hour, a ton of news, your calls, and Paul Watson.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.